When David Grisso moved to Aniak 3 years ago, one of the first things he did was build a steam house. The Spaniard converted an old shed on his property to a steam bath by lining the walls with the rough cedar boards he recycled from wooden pallets. He installed a wood-burning stove covered in rocks, a shelf for candles, and one bench. Now, taking a steam bath is a regular ritual, by himself, with his family, or with friends. APRN's Annie Fite caught up with him as he built a fire in the steam bath for a series on what life is like in Aniak.
I remember the first time I had a steaming bethel. I mean, they always try to cook you off. And my skin was purple for 4 hours. I couldn't breathe. I had to cover my ears.
So you're making kindling?
Hmm? Yeah. Okay. Usually what I do is I boil tundra tea. Labrador tea. Have you? Grows in the tundra. I'll show you. And people use it for colds and hangover. But tundra tea smells really, really good. So, okay, I think this will be enough. So,
did you do steams before you came here?
No, now I can live with them. It's just, yeah, they're the best, really. Around here, nowadays is the most approximate thing to meditation. Because I think it's because you get a point where it's so hot that you can't think about anything else. It's just so overwhelming, the heat. You know, first you start talking and you talk and you talk and you talk. At least, you know, when I've been doing them with other people, gets really, really, really hot, and then you can't talk anymore. And they think it's kind of a macho thing, where they're like, how much can I stand? And nobody wants to be the first one to come out. But as soon as you start coming out, everybody comes out.
David Grisso is executive director of the Kuskokwim Watershed Council and a lover of steam baths.